In just over 30 minutes, President Bush accepts his nomination for a second term at the Republican convention in New York. As in his last State of the Union address, he'll invoke echoes of World War II as he talks about Iraq. Among those taking the podium tonight before the president's speech, Army General Tommy Franks, who described himself as neither Republican nor Democrat.
For almost four decades as a soldier, I've been independent. Now, there are those who would say very independent. But here I stand tonight endorsing George W. Bush to be the next president of the United States.
That's Army General Tommy Franks. NPR's Andrea Seabrook is on the convention floor. And Andrea, that sounds like a push for swing voters.
It is. It is definitely a push for swing voters. Right now, I'm talking really softly because right now on the floor, a singer is singing a really patriotic song. They've passed out flags, little American flags, to the whole crowd, and they're all waving a kind of a tender, quiet moment here on the floor of the convention, but it is definitely striking a more moderate tone this week than one might think, looking at the party platform that was approved last week. We've heard from Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York. He's pro-choice, among other things. Arnold Schwarzenegger, governor of California. He is also Zell Miller, a Democrat. They're definitely trying to get the swing vote here.
And last night, there were some very pointed attacks from Zell Miller, also from Vice President Cheney. A gentler tone tonight, it sounds like.
Definitely a gentler tone tonight. It's very interesting. I asked Tom DeLay, the majority leader of the House of Representatives, a Texas Republican, very conservative. He considers himself very conservative. I asked him what he thought, if he thought this was too moderate a convention for him and his constituency. He said he loved hearing these moderates talking, saying very conservative things. He loved hearing moderates speak conservatively.
Andrea, the president's speech coming up, and it looks like he's including some language about the casualties in Iraq, the families of the war dead.
You know, this is something he doesn't usually talk about in his stump speeches or at all. And, you know, it's very interesting. He's definitely coming up after all of the attacks and all of the harsh stuff last night. He comes onto the podium and positions himself as a war hero, a man who carries not only the strength of the commander-in-chief, but also the burden of the commander-in-chief. You know, that's another play for that 10% or less of the electorate that has not yet decided who they're going to vote for this fall.
Andrea, every inch of this is thought out, and let's talk just a little bit about the physical space. The floor at Madison Square Garden has been transformed tonight. Describe how.
Well, there's one giant stage in the middle and a theater in the round. It is where President Bush will give his speech, and he alone, no one else will. The rest of the speakers are speaking on the regular stage. He'll be right in the middle of the room.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook on the convention floor in New York. Andrea, thanks very much.
You're welcome.